do things today that most people won't, so you can do things in the future that most people can't. And that's doing the hard thing now. That's not doing the thing that gives you a lot of comfort right now. That's doing the hard thing so that in the future, you can have more comfort if you want, because you can afford the comforts of life.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to the Multifamily Money Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. For those of you that are new, every Monday we come at you all things multifamily real estate investing, where I share my knowledge from experiences I've learned, from research I've done, and also bring on guests who are just killing it in the business and have them share their experiences to impart the wisdom on all of us. And then every Friday, it's all things personal finance, because after all, it's not what you make, but what you keep. So today, Friday, December 14th, as the title alludes, we're going to be talking about baseball and time value of money. So finance, who would have thought that those two things would come together? For those that aren't familiar, I'm sure most of my listeners are, but those that aren't, Shohei Ohtani is a Major League Baseball player that just signed a contract with the Los Angeles Dodgers. One of the best players in the league, if not the best, currently signed a contract for $700 million over 10 years. Just wild. When the headline came across my phone, the first headline didn't even come from SportsCenter. It came from just a news article. It's just crazy. $700 million over 10 years. So you assume, okay, he's going to be making 700 divided by 10, $70 million a year, which is just insane, right? More power to him, though. Don't hate the player, right? You got to get what the free market will give you. And apparently that's what it'll get you when you're the best pitcher player in the big leagues right now. But what I want to talk about today is what happened later. So what happened later is it came out that he's actually not getting paid $70 million a year. He's actually getting paid $2 million a year, which will equate to $20 million after 10 years. And then he'll get paid a lump sum at the end of $680 million to shore up that total contract value of $700 million. At first, everyone was like, why is that? And then a bunch of people were alluding to it's for tax reasons, right? So he's playing in LA, which is in California, which has the highest state income tax rate. So the thought was he'll get taxed at the California rate, which is for that $2 million per year. And then before he gets paid that $680 million, or as he does get paid that $680 million after the end of his contract, he'll have moved to a different area, maybe like a Florida or Texas, where there's no income tax. He'll live for that tax year. He'll live there the whole year and won't get hit with those taxes. The first thing that came to me was time value of money, right? One of the first classes I took in finance, we did a time value of money equation where, you know, you calculate either the present or future value of a scenario. And so this case, I was thinking, you know, the old saying, one in the hand is better than two in the bush, right? And what you mean by that is, well, what can I do with the money today? Why wait 10 years to get the $680 million? What if I started getting $70 million a year right out of the gate? Kept going that until the end of the 10 years. What would that look like even with the tax? Because if I'm savvy, I invest in real estate and businesses and the market. Can I turn that money, even being at tax at such a high state income tax rate, can I actually turn that money into more at the end of 10 years? So I wanted to look into that. Before I get into that, let's just think about this whole first. To me, there's a lot of risk having a contract set up like this, right? He's banking that the world is going to be in a good place in 10 years. What if we were at war, financial situation happened, maybe there's a depression we're in where something happens to the Dodger organization? Now, the chances are low that that's going to happen, right? It's one of the probably top three most valuable, if not top three, top five most valuable franchises in the MLB. So is something going to happen to them? Most likely not, but it could. There is that risk. And so if in 10 years you made $20 million, something happens to them, they can't pay you that entire contract. Something happens in the world. Maybe there's international relations where things happen and he just can't get paid. He has to leave the country. There's just a lot of risk, right? There's also the factor of inflation. You know, your money today, you know, that getting paid $70 million per year today is not the same as the getting the lump sum at the end, because your money doesn't go as far because after inflation, right? What $70 million today cannot you be able to get for $70 million in the future. Now, obviously, we're pulling hairs here when we're talking about $70 million, right? That's a lot of money. but I'm just looking at this from a mathematical perspective, right? So there's a lot of risk out there. You also have to factor other things. That's not the only tax, right? It's not income tax, right? California, there's one of the highest, if not the highest, sales tax on buying and selling things. Property tax, one of the highest. There's tax, right? There's just a high tax to live in California. So these, not even taking into account all these factors, right? There's just a lot of risk waiting to get that lump sum at the end. But all that aside, let's look at it from a mathematical perspective. Does it actually make more sense to do what he's doing so he gets taxed less than it is to take it now, get the tax, and then invest that money? Let's take a look. So I did some research. So he'll be making $2 million a year, right? So in California currently, if he makes the current tax, right? You know, we're going to assume it's going to stay the same over 10 years. Probably will go up, right? I'm talking about California here. But $2 million a year in California per year, the federal tax rate will effectively be for $2 million will be 34.91%, which equates to $698,163 of tax that he'll pay. State tax is a rate of 11.96, which equates to $239,214 that he'll pay in state income taxes for a total tax bill per year of $937,377. So his take home will be $1,062,623. I know, boohoo, right? But relatively speaking, we're talking about almost half, right? He's getting paid $2 million, but only taking home $1 million. And then you got to factor into that too, that he's paying agent, depending on who, if 5 to 10%, right? You got a business manager probably getting a cut of that. You got a trainer because he's an athlete. You're paying him probably a healthy six figures. And then his living expenses, right? So he lives in California. He's either going to buy or rent a place. It's not cheap. He's probably going to live. I'm not saying he's going to live ultra lavishly, but I'm assuming it's going to be some type of quality of life. So that million net is going to dwindle down quite quickly. So now let's look at what it would be for if he took the $70 million a year and didn't wait for the back end bonus of $680 million. So right out of the gate, he's getting $70 million a year. All right. So he would be getting taxed federally at a rate of 36.94%. So obviously it goes up because he's getting more money, and that's how the U.S. tax system works. Those aren't familiar. There's buckets, right? So the first 11,000, 25,000, 50,000, 100,000, 400,000 and above, they all get taxed at progressively higher. So if you're making $1 million, the whole million is not going to be taxed at the highest rate. You know, it's going to be in chunks. I don't have it from me, but say it's 11,000 will be taxed at this rate, and then the next 20,000 will be taxed at a little higher rate, and so on and so forth. So his federal tax that he'll pay on $70 million is $25,858,163. His state income tax is effective rate of 13.26%, which he'll pay $9,283,214 of state income tax for a total tax bill per year on $70 million a year of $35,141,377. So his take home will be $34,858,623. So that's less than half he'll take home, right? Less than half. $70 million is going to take home $34.8 million. It's wild, right? So what should he do here? That's a lot of money, right? Versus if he went to a state like Florida, he'd only be paying that federal income tax of $25.8 million. So he'd be saving $9.2 million a year, which over 10 years is obviously $90 million. So let's just look at it, right? So what if after he pays those fees to his agent, to his manager, to his trainer, so on and so forth, after he pays the fees and the expenses to be a major league player, let's say he still lives off that $1 million. So let's say that take home of $34 million, let's say it turns into $29 million after he pays all the people that work for him plus his living expenses, he $29 million. And let's say he's savvy, you know, and really just wants to invest it all. So he takes the $20 million. Let's say he's aggressive. He puts it all in an index fund, right? That SPY. So he's really aggressive. He puts it all in there. So after 10 years, the average annual rate of return would be 11.78%. And this is based off the last 10 years. So if he'd done this over the last 10 years, after 10 years, he would have $645.94 million. So $645 million. Whew, it's a lot, right? Still less than that 700, right? Now, let's say he wasn't as aggressive and did the traditional 60-40 split. So those aren't familiar with it. You put 60% in equities, 40% in bonds. He's a younger guy, so he has some time. And as the traditional split, it goes more towards the bonds as you get older. But let's just say 60-40 for the next 10 years. So after 10 years, based on the previous 10 years, he would have averaged 8.14% average annual return, which would have netted him gross portfolio of $517 million. And that's investing every year, $29 million of his income, take-home income, every year for 10 years. So again, 100% in equities, he'd be at $645 million. 60-40 split, he'd be at $517 million. All right, so remember those two numbers and I'll bring them back. Okay, so let's say he's doing what he's currently doing, where he's only getting paid 2 million years. He lives off the 1 million, and then he gets the lump sum of 680 million at the end of 10 years. Let's say he moved to Florida, lives in Florida, there's no income tax. So what he would be taxed on $680 million federally is $251,558,163. So that's an effective tax rate of 36.99%. And then obviously state income tax would be zero because there's no state income tax in Florida currently. And let's assume it remains the same. So we're talking his take home would be $428,441,837. All right, let's compare that to the two previous numbers I told you to remember. So if he was aggressive, he would have $645 million in 10 years after investing it in solely equities. I based it off the SPY, S&P 500 index over the last 10 years. If he was not as aggressive, wanted to do a 60-40 split, he would walk away with $517 million over 10 years. So $517 million and $645 million are greater than $428 million. So he would be better off still taking the $70 million per year. Even getting taxed at the high California income tax rate, he'd still be better off versus waiting for the $680 million. Now, who knows? Maybe this was done for the Dodgers. Maybe they helps them with a cap. And maybe they can't afford to pay him $70 million a year, but they're going to do something like we're talking about here. Maybe they're investing over the next 10 years so they can afford to pay him that and it won't hit him on the cap. But just looking at it from his perspective, it's hard to say it's not a good deal. Like, that's not true. He's still making, you know, gross $700 million over 10 years. But from an investing standpoint, he would have more money if he took the full amount per year now. I thought it was a cool thing. I always like looking at things like this. And I think it's important that everyone should be looking at the consequences of your financial decisions and how they can affect your future, your goals, especially if you have long-term goals, which I hope you all do. Decisions can severely affect decisions today. Like I say, do things today that most people won't, so you can do things in the future that most people can't. And that's doing the hard thing now, right? That's not doing the thing that gives you a lot of comfort right now. That's doing the hard thing so that in the future, you can have more comfort if you want, right? Because you can afford the comforts of life. The little things, making the sacrifices now to benefit your future. But I just wanted to look at that. I thought that was really interesting. It's been in the news a lot. Everyone's like, oh, this is such a smart move because for California taxes. Well, was it? Based on these numbers, it wasn't. So it's really interesting to look at things in that lens. All right, everybody, this was a little different episode than usual, but I thought it was timely and interesting. It's just interesting to look at things. Take the emotion out of it. Just look at it straight from a mathematical perspective. Numbers don't lie, right? So I think that's important in all aspects when you're making decisions, like whether you're going to buy a house, whether you're going to rent, whether maybe you're going to send your child to a certain school or not, whether you're going to make a certain investment or not, whether you want to buy a certain car, maybe you want to buy a nice watch, a boat, whatever it happens to be. Do the math. See how it's going to affect you, how it's going to affect you reaching your long-term goals, because it could prolong, right? It could add another 5-10 years based on a decision you're making today. So always look at the numbers. Don't act on emotion, because after all, easy doesn't pay well and instant gratification is self-destructive. So not only get out there and work hard for your money, but have your money work hard for you so we can all create the lives of our dreams. And after all, personal excellence is what's going to make this world a better place. All right, everybody, I'll catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and of course share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.